Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, this is an interesting one. South Africa's influencer economy is booming, with social media stars earning substantial incomes from brand partnerships and online campaigns. Ha! But here's the rub. As their earnings grow, so do their tax responsibilities. And guess what? SARS is paying close attention, and non-compliance could spell trouble for influencers and their careers. So I want to unpack this in a little bit more detail, and I'm in conversation now with Lunedo Mtwentwe, who's Director Advantage Advisory. Let's look at the challenges and solutions in this emerging economic sector. So a very good evening to you and welcome. Why is SARS suddenly or increasingly focusing on influencers?
Good evening, Jeremy. Look, it's for influencers, I must say, it's quite a busy season. December is a busy season. Black Friday, Christmas, all marketers and all businesses are actually really promoting their products out there. However, we need to understand that, look, it's a new sector of the economy, I must say, and we've seen, you know, globally that influencers can make even more than $1 million. So it is starting to become a career on its own. And traditionally, of course, SARS would not have paid attention to this new sector, where people are really making a career out of it. So now you'd expect that, or you know that, I mean, like, they contribute quite heavily in terms of the economy of South Africa. We're estimating about 500 million rands. That is the value that social media influencers, they add into the economy of this country, with an expectation that in the next 5 years, we're going to get to a billion. So SARS, of course, has to really look at it very closely, because at the end of the day, the income tax laws in South Africa are clear, that any other taxpayer that generates any form of income or trade, you will have to declare that. And you have picked up that SARS has really started to enforce compliance across all taxpayers. And we really encourage that social media influencers as well are part and parcel of that. And they need to declare all of this income or fringe benefits that they get. You need to declare that and pay your taxes.
So test my thinking here, but I would imagine that many influencers are the so-called Gen Z or even Gen Alpha. Many of them at the early stage of their lives do not have a huge amount of financial literacy. And I would imagine this new demographic profile is going to impact their compliance efforts.
Absolutely. Look, what we've picked up, Jerome must say, is that even within SMEs, most entrepreneurs, even most young people as well, what they're good at, they are good at selling their product, or most people focus on the product. However, when it comes to the tax obligations and really navigate now, you know, the financial environment, most of the Gen Zs are really not up to date in relation to that. And people will come to us after 3 or 4 years when SARS is coming in to say, look, we've noticed that you're running a business, for instance, you've turned over R1 million, but you're not VAT registered. That is the same now with young people. They take this as a hobby, forgetting that there are principles that you have to comply with. This can become a business. This is a career for you. So that means you are running a business either as a sole trader or even as a company, and the tax obligations that you have to comply with. And that is why we are really trying to bring this awareness, especially on this busy season, that don't forget to really ensure that you put aside or you make the tax provision on each and every income that you make.
Do you think it would be better then for an influencer to register as a business rather than operate as a sole trader?
Yeah, so you will, I always say to people that the tax laws in South Africa, the Income Tax Act, you are taxed at a progressive rate structure. That means the higher you earn, the higher you get taxed. You know, we usually income tax starts to tax you at 18% up to 45%. Now, as a sole trader, you will be taxed according to that tax tables. The higher you earn, the higher you get taxed, up to 45%. Now, that's what you have to consider before even registering a business, to say, okay, if I operate as myself, I will be taxed up to 45%. However, if you open a business, you know, the business structure in South Africa is clear. that if you have a company, you are taxed at 27%. That is a fixed tax rate. However, there are other incentives as well. If you're small business corporations, then that tax rate starts to get lesser and lesser because of the fact that you're considered a small business or corporation. Of course, there are requirements for you to qualify for that. So I always say to influencers, think before of if you register business, Jeremy, of course, there's more administration now that you have to think of, you know, every 6 months, provisional income tax and all of that. But from the tax purposes, you know, you have to consider between the two. Either you pay for 5% if you made over like R1 million, or else as a business, you'll pay about 27%.
Again, I'm wondering to myself as we have this conversation, what role either the brands themselves have, and often these influencers are working for very big, well-known, powerful brands, and the marketing agencies in educating influencers about their tax responsibilities, or do they simply walk away?
From what we've picked up, from what we've picked up with number of influencers coming to us as Vantage Advisory, most of them really it's just you sign the contract, this is the product that you have to sell, this is the revenue, this is the pay structure, and all of that. Then you get paid, right? So they're running a business separately. So we are really saying as well to marketing agencies or marketing entities, I think that awareness to bring that has to be brought to these young people that are getting into this career or making an income out of this. They have to play a role to say, look, you have to be aware that once you hit over X amount of money, register for VAT. And currently, that is not something that we are picking up because most of the young people, they come to us very late while now they've started to receive SMSs and you ask them, were you not aware? They're like, no. All I have to do is just come to studio, shoot, put it out there on social media, and people like, then I get my money.
So just a final one then. Let's assume that an influencer is non-compliant. Is there any way of fixing it in the short term?
The number of options, and I think I always say this, people must not look at SARS as this entity that is out there to get people. The South African tax laws, they're clear. They work on a voluntary basis. So you have to volunteer the information. And of course, if the errors, you're given chances to really correct those errors. The number of options up there, penalties, you can apply for those penalties or interest to be reduced. However, for those people that have number of years where they've never declared, there is what we call a voluntary disclosure program by SARS, where you can be able to say, SARS, I didn't know. These are the challenges that I faced. I couldn't submit my tax return for a number of years. So please don't charge me penalties on ABCD. But of course, there are reasons for that. So the VDP, we call it the VDP, voluntary disclosure program. Mm-hmm. It's one of the ways that people can follow. But however, I always say, engage tax practitioners that can advise, because the tax sometimes is not straight as it appears. You know, the number of provisions or deductions, and you need to know what is a deduction that you can incur so that at least you pay less tax. So it's very important for people to really consult tax practitioners.
Well, I think that is some very good and valuable advice. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Lungledo Mtwentwe, Director Advantage Advisory. I do appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.